Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone around the world. I welcome you back to ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America, South America, and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. And today, ACC News brings back a very wonderful and inspiring guest, and really speaking on a very important topic today, the topic of addiction. We have with us transformational and wellness coach, Debbie Musillo, and she is the founder of Organic Insight. And to everyone in the audience today, and I know many people today will know plenty of people that are suffering with some form of addiction, or know someone that is struggling with addiction, please grab a seat and listen in very closely to really a lot of the important points that Debbie will hit on today as far as the topic of addiction. It is now Tuesday, the 9th of May. I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially the people that live overseas that are in different time zones. If you miss any portion of our segment today with Debbie, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a part of social media, just about all of us are now today, we are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, the journey of life is one of highs and lows and ups and downs, and really everything in between. And there are moments of clarity and moments of disparity. So you take the good with the bad and realize that every minute, every outcome grants an opportunity to learn. And working with Debbie Musillo of Organic Insight, and also a certified transformative coach, you will really experience life-changing and mind-enhancing adventure really towards personal development. And today we are speaking on, again, this topic of addiction. And as I touched on earlier on, many of us either know someone that is struggling with some form of addiction. And addiction comes in many different forms. Maybe some of us tuning in are struggling from addiction ourselves. And usually this is a very lonely time in life. There's not really many people you want to turn to for help. Not many people you can actually turn to for help. It's a problem that's usually many people feel embarrassed that they do have. But there comes a point where we do have to overcome this issue and we do have to reach out for help. So, again, this topic, it's so very important, and I'm very happy to have Debbie Musillo speaking on this topic today. So without further ado, to our audience, I am very honored to present to you transformational and wellness coach, founder of Organic Insight, Miss Debbie Musillo. How are you doing today, Debbie?
Hi, Matthew. I'm doing great, and thank you for inviting me to come back on the show.
Well, we're very happy to have you, Debbie, and again, really speaking on a very, very important topic. But before anything, for the listeners that didn't get an opportunity to catch our prior segment, who exactly is Debbie Musillo?
Okay. I'm a three-principle practitioner, and I specialize in addiction and relationships to addiction.
And everyone that is tuning in is very aware that every guest on our show really has a very amazing story. Can you briefly share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are today?
Yes. There were quite a few things, but I think what I was doing is seeking something that I'd already seen in my life that was a spiritual part of answers. For many, many times when I went to a place to get that answer, it was spiritually. So I was looking for something to explain how I could connect what I was feeling and seeing. So I was introduced to the principles through somebody, and I saw this psychology that was uncovered by a man called Sidney Banks. So in listening to these principles, it touched a place inside of me that I knew that it was truth. And so I decided to study these principles, and this is my fourth year on studying the principles and the inside-out understanding of life and how we work as humans.
And you have your practice now, Organic Insight. Can you please share with the audience the foundation of this practice?
The foundation was seeing, Matthew, that we all have everything we need inside of us. So it's inside of us organically. So I love that name. And so that was what I came up with. Once we have one insight as to how the mind works and how we work as humans, then organically we just keep seeing more and more.
And you've been able to really overcome so many things in your life, really where so many other people have failed. Who or what is your biggest influence in life and your career?
In my career, I would say studying the what was uncovered by a man called Sidney Banks. And I've studied that. And also, Michael Neal has been a big influence in my life and my career. I've worked with him and many other coaches around the world that also psychiatrists and psychologists that work with this understanding. So,
really today now focusing on the topic of addiction. Mm-hmm. Before anything, Debbie, do you feel that anyone is capable of falling into addiction?
Yes, I do. I think that everybody has, you know, we've all been in and out of addictions, whether they're good or bad. And I look at addiction as habits, really. And habitual thinking. So everybody, there's nobody that has not been in some type of addiction, whether, you know, no matter what it is. So, yes.
So what would be the first advice, let's say, you would give to a parent with a child that is dealing with addiction?
I think probably my first advice would be quit blaming yourself. Stop it, because that's kind of where I was at. And there was this because I was suffering and I saw it as something that was caused by me, that, you know, I wasn't able to really see what was going on. So I wasn't able to be that beacon of light to see beyond the addiction. So I think once we stand back from that, Matthew, and see what's really going on, we get an insight, We get an insight on what is really going on that's causing this addiction. You know, people are just trying to do the best that they can with wherever they're at. And we've all done that with whether food or shopping or, you know, there's something there, yes.
And it's, you've been able to deal with this, but I know it was very difficult for you. It's very difficult for so many parents out there that do have children that are dealing with it. So can you please somehow try to share with the audience how difficult was this actual experience of being a mother of a child that's dealing with addiction?
Yes. Actually, I was I'm a mother of two children, two boys that have been in and out of addiction. So, yes, I've seen a lot of things, and understanding these principles have helped me see my child not as the addiction, but who they really are underneath that addiction, what is causing that addiction. So, yes, I live with a lot of fear. I had a lot of suffering, Matthew, because I didn't know. I wanted to try to fix them, so I live with a lot of fear. And I thought that, you know, I can't be happy unless they're happy, unless their addiction, they're doing good. And so I saw through that on the understandings of how our mind works and the principles behind that. So, yeah, it's made such an impact on my life. I'm able to, whether they're in addiction or out of addiction, or, you know, doing it has nothing to do with where I'm at. So the circumstances of where they're at has nothing to do with my happiness. So learning this and seeing this, it's taken me a lot of years, trust me, to see it. And I just want to be able to share what I know and what I've seen with other parents so that they also don't have to go through the years of suffering with it.
Yes. And to the parents out there or anybody that's actually struggling with this yourself, again, it's a difficult process, as you heard Debbie explain, and she has felt the fear that you feel. And she's felt the so many different things that are going through your mind. Again, she has gone through this, and she can help you get through this. Oh, what I would like to ask you, Debbie, is addiction only tied to drugs or alcohol? Can people, like, be addicted to other things that can, let's say, negatively affect their lives?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, just to name a few, there, you know, it could be food, it can be shopping, it could be porn, cigarettes, you know, it doesn't have to be alcohol and drugs. I think that we always think if you're addicted that, you know, it's a substance. So, but what's behind all of it is just the source of it, which is the stress that we're all going through. And everybody finds a different way to deal with that. And so, you know, whether it's food or alcohol or drugs, you're doing the people are at their state of mind are doing the best that they can at that moment to relieve any anxiety that
yeah.
You know that this is giving them. So, but this is a spiritual feeling of relief on understanding the principles, understanding that we do have what we need inside, and that where our thinking about the circumstances coming from. And you know what, Matthew? What is stress? You know, when you ask yourself, what is stress? I'm asking you.
I'm really not sure if I could come up with the right words to really explain it.
Yeah, I mean, the way I see it, you know, stress can be is just a thought. It's not, you know, like we're having stressful thinking. Right now I'm having stressful thinking, so I'm going to relieve the stress feeling. So for me it might be I'm going to go eat a bag of potato chips or, you know, binge eat, or get on QVC. So seeing that where the stress is really coming from, that it's thought, that
yes.
it's not real. We're feeling our thinking at that particular moment, and we're looking for a way to relieve that.
And that's really so true now that you really explain it that way. It is just a thought. And it's funny how it can affect our lives so much. What I would like to ask you, Debbie, what are the first steps to take in recovering from addiction?
I feel that the first thing is just understanding how the mind works and the psychology and the spirituality behind that.
Yes.
So having, I think having the first insight of what addiction is, like what we just talked about, you know, what causes you to go for that drink or that, you know, that fix, whatever it is. So understanding how the mind works is the number one thing, and the psychology behind mine. So, yeah, that's pretty much really what it is.
And really, the most important part of this now, why do you feel so many addicts seem to relapse even after going long periods of time with success?
You know, I think that most people, you know, when they're in a good feeling, if you look at addiction, when you're in a good feeling, when I'm in a good feeling, you know, I don't care about, you know, whatever that thing is that makes me feel better. And you know, exercise, you know, over-exercise, any of those things could be an addiction. So once I repeat those same old stories in my mind, then I'm going to get caught up with those same old feelings. So, you know, understanding that those voices, you know, that take you back to the past, or, you know, that ego is telling you that, oh, this can relieve your stress if you, you know, go have a drink or, you know, have some marijuana, whatever it is. You know, it's all the same. It really is all the same. So it's just a familiar coping that people do. So understanding that we can uncover that feeling through the principles and understanding how our mind works, and we can be calm and come to that stillness, and we see that that's what's really going on behind our thinking, that we don't need that bag of potato chips or we don't need that drink. We can have a peaceful feeling and go to that place that's inside without that. And once you touch that and feel it, you realize that we don't need that from the outside to feel and to calm down and to see something different.
Well, what I would like to know, how important, let's say, is like constant love and support when keeping recovering addicts on the right track?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's very important. I think it's kind of the secret, really, because when with my boys, what I didn't understand and what I didn't see is that I didn't see beyond their addiction. I would look at, are you drinking again? You know, I was always worried about that starting up again. Whereas when I started to see that they're whole, that they have everything that they need, and, you know, kind of pointed out to them, you know, love and support, that's what guided them, I think, to feel better about themselves, not that they are their addiction. There is something, if you don't mind, Matthew, that I just wanted to read really quick, because this is just such a cool thing. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. It's a quote from Sydney Banks, because when you were asking about, you know, why we relapse after long periods of time, and just to think about this for a moment, it's a principle of thought. And this is by Sydney Banks. This is, remember, and this is very important, you're only one thought away from happiness. You're only one thought away from sadness. And the secret lies in thought. It's the missing link that everybody in this world is looking for. It's a gift that we were given to have the freedom to walk through life and see what we want to see. How much better than that can you get? That you have the freedom to walk through life and see, as a free thinker, that this is the greatest gift ever, and to be the free thinker. And it sounds simple, but there are so many people that I have worked with that they don't see them as being the thinker that's caused the thought that has made them feel, I want the drink or I want that. So understanding that, I just wanted to bring that in because it's a really cool thought.
And I actually loved it because in the end, it's so true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're literally one thought away from these things. And again, these thoughts can affect your life in so many different ways.
So seeing our thoughts as not taking them serious, because I don't know what the statistics for sure are. We have like around 700,000 thoughts a day. And I mean, if we took to heart each thought that we had, we'd all be, you know, crazy and,
yes,
and using all kinds of things, realizing that those thoughts that we have, you know, we all have thoughts that we suck or we could be better at this, or if I had this, I'd be better or whatever. But just seeing the truth behind that is just a thought, and we give it no energy, no power, and it just, we do something else at least.
And I know many people are tuning in that are either struggling with addiction themselves or know probably a friend or a family member that is. So how would this get started? What are these services you provide to people suffering from addiction or parents of addicts?
Okay, I do personal coaching and family coaching. I also have a mentor who has been working with addiction for a lot of years. He's my mentor. And he can also do like a webinar together. I do workshops, speaking.
Working with somebody is
a good way, a 1 to 3 day intensive to understand these principles.
So really anybody from across the country or even across the world would be able to work with you?
Yes, absolutely. Through Zoom or Skype, FaceTime or phone.
So you explained something to us. You have this saying, no one is broken. What exactly does no one is broken mean to you?
What it means to me is exactly what I've seen. And I've seen that in my sons. I had to see it within my sons, to see it within myself, and to see it within other people. So that there is nothing wrong. And once we see that person has this innate health, there's hope and there's faith for this well-being that's actually, it's in all of us, every one of us. So uncovering that and discovering, you know, that our psychological innocence of our behavior. So nobody is broken. We're doing the best that we can, and we're behaving in a certain way, giving, you know, our state of mind. So resilience is really big. So I see the resilience that many people that have been addicted to many things, once they see where that's coming from, the resilience to just get back on the horse is good.
And you touched on something earlier as far as the three principles. What exactly are the three principles?
Okay, just without going into a lot of detail, but the first principle I call mind, and it's this spiritual intelligence and energy that is behind life. And Matthew, I call that God. You know, other people can call it source, whatever. So mind is one of the first principles. The second one is thought. And thought is really the core of our psychological functioning. So we're always creating our own experience via thought.
Yes.
Because we have to have a thought to create the experience. So thought is actually formless. It comes to us, like we were talking about, you know, we have so many thoughts a day. It comes into us formless. So taking that thought and seeing how the feeling of that thought creates, that we are thinking, creates our thought. So that's, you know, that's a big part of it, just in short. So consciousness is what brings everything to life, you know, brings the mind and thought. So it's our, I would say, our moment-to-moment experience of life. That it creates our reality, and we all live in separate realities. So understanding, that's another part that's big, is I never understood the reality of what my sons were going through. I only saw my reality and thought my reality was the same as theirs. So, yeah, that's a little bit. It just explains how we all work as humans.
And what is the inside-out understanding?
Okay. That is understanding that what we have inside of us, which that's what we're born with, which is peace and ease and joy and love and happiness, all of that is inside of us. And what happens is people look outside of themselves for that. So they'll be in that part of, they think, they really believe, a lot of people really believe that I'll be happy when I get this good job, or I'll be happy, you know, when, or I'll be able to do this. So it doesn't come from outside of us. So understanding this paradigm of what is really happening, that nothing is happening to us. You know, because I used to think, oh, you know, here goes my son's, you know, using again, and I can't be happy because the circumstance of him using, which was something outside of me, is going to change how I'm feeling inside. But once I saw that that wasn't true, and I'm not going to say that I don't ever get caught up in it, because I still do, but the difference is that I'm able to, I know what's going on behind, that my thinking right now is not in a good place, but I will see this clear later. So just understanding where it comes from. That's not the circumstance outside of us.
Well, I know that you've helped so many people out in really so many different areas. In your opinion, Debbie, what do you feel are some of the biggest issues facing people today?
Well, I think my number one thing is seeing relationships and understanding each other and what's really going on. Because once you see the innocence of where people really, you know, what their thoughts are and how they handle those, then you start to see that, you know, that we're all the same.
Yeah. There are so many other people, counselors and therapists out there offering help to people. In your opinion, Debbie, what makes you feel that really sets you apart from others that are offering these similar services?
Well, I feel that what sets me apart is that I work with people to help uncover their true essence, the truth that's within them. So I help point them in that direction for them to just kind of sit and look within to see, you know, where their wisdom comes from. And once you sit in a quiet place, that's when clarity comes. So it's just my, you know, connection and rapport with others and helping them to get, you know, to get an insight. So once they get an insight within them, that's where change happens. That's where their addiction happens. That's where, you know, they see it as, oh, okay, now I get it. You know, I understand where that's coming from.
And I know many people out there that do reach out for help most likely assume that many of the people that are helping them are just doing a job. Or can you please share with the audience the personal satisfaction you get from helping people change their lives?
Well, there's a lot of personal satisfaction I get. I think that every person I work with, it helps me, you know, it helps me to see something new and different. So we're always learning together. So I'm just, you know, the satisfaction I get is to see people not have to suffer the years that I did and the pain of, you know, this particular topic on addiction, because I didn't see it clearly. I really didn't. So being able to help others is really, you know, the satisfaction that I get.
And I think it's wonderful that, again, that you are dedicating your life to doing this. We're almost out of time. Can you please share with the audience, where can they go to sign up for your program or get more information about you?
Okay, if they just send me a message on organicinsight@yahoo.com, and that's organicinsight@yahoo.com, and my website is www.your, Y-O-U-R, organic, O-R-G-A-N-I-C, Insight, insight.com. And also they can message me, and I think that you have my number on there. Do you have my number on the information?
No. Can you please share that with the audience?
Okay. It's 1-317-966-1977, and that's another way is messaging. So thank you so much, and I've enjoyed sharing a little bit with you.
And I thank you very much for joining us. And again, really speaking on a topic that I know hits close to home for just about everyone that is tuning in.
Yeah.
And to everyone out there that is struggling with addiction, again, you can get through this. The first step is reaching out for help and reaching out for help really to someone that has that experience getting through this. So to everyone in the audience, again, thank you for joining us. And Debbie, thank you again very much for joining us today and speaking on this.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody listening. And I hope that you heard something.
Yes. And again, hopefully this changes someone's life out there in one way or another. So to everyone out there, again, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And you all have a wonderful day, and to you as well, Debbie. You have a wonderful day.
All right, have a great day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.